You are now tuned in to Live Free or Die Radio. I am your host, Uncle Sam. Today is Tuesday, April 16th, 2019. We got the Dust Collectors coming in here very shortly. They are a music and art collective assisting artists with promotion, production, distribution, and branding. They're focused on lo-fi and experimental music. They got a number of beat tapes out on most streaming platforms. Just dropped a new record yesterday with My Compiled Thoughts, and they have a lot more on the way. If you missed last week's episode with DJ Real P, that is up now everywhere. iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, LFODradio.com, Spotify, iHeartRadio, etc., along with Bobby Bangers, Red Shades, Trevor Holmes, and many, many more. Let us know if you're tuned in. I know Jeff's out there, but we're on LFOD Radio with an underscore on Twitter, LFOD Radio everywhere else, hashtag LFOD Radio. And if you are an artist, submissions at LFODradio.com. I am joined tonight by A-Ball.
Yo, how you doing?
Oh, man. What's happening, buddy?
Not too much.
Yeah?
Oh, I'm just running around today. I took a little trip to the Arnold Arboretum.
Nice.
Today. Walked there for about 8 minutes and then went on back to the train.
Just...
It was a little mishap. I was not too pleased about it, but it turned out okay.
Yeah?
My field trip was down there, and then just as I arrived, they ended it early. And I get a text, like when I'm basically on the other side of the park from the rest of them, yeah. I imagine. And they're like, oh yeah, he let us out a little early just now. And it's like, I just got here 10 minutes ago.
You know? Oh man, the Arboretum's nice though.
It was, yeah, worth going.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You still have field trips.
Yeah. It doesn't really happen that much anymore.
Okay.
It's kind of this thing where they're like bringing it back.
Yeah.
Like, do you guys like field trips? Is that a thing that like you guys liked back in the day? And they're like, everyone's like, yes, let's have more.
Wow. Yeah. I remember, I think my last field trip was Canobie Lake Park in high school.
That's a good
wow.
One.
Yeah. Yeah.
I can't remember the last time I didn't have like a
maybe super Museum of Science once.
Yeah. Yeah. Museum of Science is a classic.
Yeah. It is a classic.
Yeah.
Everyone in New England's done that one. Yeah, man. And so actually Amanda tonight is doing another podcast.
Good for her.
Yeah, yeah. She's a guest on the Urban Collective.
Urban Collective.
We were both guests this weekend.
On It's Lit Boston.
It's Lit Boston.
Yeah.
Shout out Sho and Sam.
Shout out indeed.
That was lit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Drops tomorrow morning, 6 a.m.
That's early.
Yeah, it's nice. Gonna be out before this.
Early bird gets the worm.
They're going to. You excited? What do you think? What do you think?
I'm excited to see how they edit it, you know? We've covered so many topics.
Dude, it was 2.5-3 hours almost, I feel like.
Yeah.
It's a two-parter. I don't know if they've done that before.
Yeah. Two parts.
Yeah. I think part two is going to have a trigger warning.
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. Part one, definitely for everyone. It was cool, man. I had a lot of fun. Shout out those guys. Very professional, very quality.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
We had some real... I didn't expect it to be so heavy. It was heavy. We had some heavy conversations.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be like a nice summer day. It was just gonna, everyone's going to be laughing it up. And you know, I thought it was going to be real, real lighthearted.
Yeah, it was for a little bit.
It was. I feel like before we started the cameras up, it was all laughs and everyone was, you know, somehow it just like took those turns, you know, and we got everything started and running.
Yeah, but I think everyone... I think there were some powerful moments, so I'm excited. I know they're excited. They had a blast.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's definitely some good podcast content. Stay tuned for that. You can find them at It's Lit Boston. So check them out. Show them some love. If you're an artist tuned in, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us some records. Make sure they're clean. That's how everyone gets on here. And shout out to Victoria as well. She's also... She's up in New Hampshire. She'll hopefully be back next week. And
here in spirit this week?
She is here in spirit. And I think you guys are all going to be going to that record company show next Thursday together.
Yeah, that's next Thursday.
Right? No, all is right. It? No, two Thursdays.
Yeah.
Two Thursdays. That's going to be
April
pretty good.
April is flying by. It really is.
Yeah, April's already over. Pretty much. Yeah, that's going to have Allie McGurk, Anjamili, Brandy Blaze, Black Bear Extraordinaire, Circus Trees, Cliff Notes, EJ Wysham. It's going to have, oh, Priscilla's on it, Louis mm-hmm. Bello, Mancia, Pony Snot, members of Ripe, Saraswathi Jones, Walter Sickert, and the Army of Broken Toys. It's a mixed bill, not straight hip-hop. Hosted by Oompa, and there's a few more to come. It's at the Sinclair, so yeah, they just hit us with some tickets. Shout out to the record company. We actually did a podcast with them quite a while ago, so and it was a cool one, so shout out to them. They're doing a lot of stuff in here, in the area, and definitely someone to keep, some people to keep track of, so... I can't be at that. I'm bummed. You guys are mobbing.
It's going to be a good time.
Yeah, I think that's going to be the most of us in one place in quite a while. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I talked to Tayshawn yesterday. All sorts of LFOG people popping up. He's doing well, man. He's doing really well. We had a surprise hour-long phone call, so it was cool. Right. Yeah.
Yeah, those are nice.
Yeah. And Taz just got signed to a modeling gig, a modeling agency. So shout out Taz, everyone... LFOD is just like doing things right now. I love it. So, and we got to shout out the patrons. Patreon's been moving, man. We're about to hit 10. We're almost there. And everyone's jumping in. It's cool. Like, for those of you who haven't checked it out, patreon.com/LFODlife. Basically, we're creating a community. We're already in the mix. You know that. And we want to grow, and we're going to grow kind of in relation to how much people want us to. It's all entirely based how many people are involved. You can jump in for whatever amount you want. Most people are doing more than the minimum, which is really dope. I expected the average to be lower.
Yeah.
But so far, we're shattering the regular averages on the site. You jump in for whatever you want. And basically, it's just a strength in numbers thing. When we have 150 people, we're doing a free concert. We have 300, we're doing another 24 and 24. And we have 444, we're doing quarterly concerts. We're also going to be having exclusive content. There's a Discord channel.
Plenty of merch.
And you can get, right now it's the only way to get LFOD hoodies.
Ooh.
Yep. We've got some tees, all sorts of stuff. And basically the idea is, you know, we're out here and we're doing it. We're going to keep doing this. But imagine if we had a budget, you know?
Yeah.
So, that's kind of what we're trying
to see,
because we're out here, and we really want to. And also, the most important thing is we're passing the baton a little bit. Once we have enough people, it's all going to be. We're going to start going to the vote. So y'all will be able to tell us what you want more of. What do you want to see? What do you want to hear? Who do you want to hear? Etc. Who should we put on these concerts? You know. So definitely, just trying to. I'm excited to pass this to the community, you know?
Yeah.
That's what it's here for. So, we're going to play some music, though. We've been talking a lot, and we're going to talk quite a bit longer. We got this Red Shades, Brandy Blaze, Tia Tamara remix. We're going to swing this. I've only heard, I actually haven't heard this yet, but Red Shades has posted I've seen her freestyle video to it. She puts them on Instagram and stuff. I haven't heard the final
I've been
mix.
Keeping an eye out on those.
Yeah. So, this is that Red Shades, Brandy Blaze. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
It's Red Shades. They be like, Shades, where you been at? Yo, it was just a month, I'ma get back. But where your story post, where your vids at? Yo, give me a couple days, you gon' get that. Cause they know when I rash, make a big splash, use it fast. And they pause, make a chick mad, give them whiplash. They applause cause it's this bad, you assist that. I'm a boss with a pen pad. Been had all the things that you speak of. You just acknowledged it because you can't deny that I reached a very new height, I'm a leader. You know if it's hard, then I'm going off. I be showing off with my flaws, I still own them all. Cause I'm grown, y'all, you a target, I go with y'all. If you're not involved, then I mark it a closer call. There ain't no no flow effing with her, eh? Please don't go up against her, eh? These trolls will not convince her, eh? She still uplifts her sisters, eh? Great, but my flow killer, if you don't feel it, then you so bitter, don't spit her when approaching her, no provoking her, won't get a high, no soap, you a joke to her, go through a real lane change, so I know you a one about your business, eh? Please no small talk, what is this, eh? Please meet ballpark of listed race, come back all about persistence, eh? Great, if your budget weak, we not gonna speak, bro, I'm off on it, bucket least when you come to me and I hop on it, done with these folks who come for me and the offer is under the margin, other fees be so costly.
Blazing this show, your Dorchester, but I'm real sedity. I'm wetter than a pool, shaped like a kidney. Chase a fish, wallaby Sydney. My wife is my queen, my ditch. Wondering if I call just like he switch. My to 6'4", so I hit the switch. I'm a A1 that your wife can win. Yeah, just one play of the year. Yeah, owe me dues and arrears. Yeah, this wet cat, no career. Yeah, a bust up with the fear. Damn. Beat the yacht. Might slide the couple books. Yeah, cause I want him to leave after I pin down 10:32. Get the truck. Bleak green, four leaf full of luck. Cross up like the ruck. Can't control me, I run amok. Gave it up once, now he's stuck. Me, I ride, stunt like a honey. Chuck out, make when I'm coming. Get what I want, then I am running. I'm Brady Blaze, who the fuck is you sonning?
Thank you.
All right, we are back. Live Free or Die Radio. We got Dust Collectors with us right now.
Yeah. Yo, yo.
What's happening, y'all?
Nothing much.
Do you want to...
Excited to be here.
Yo, thank you for coming. I'm excited to have you. Do you guys want to just introduce yourselves so the audience knows whose voice is whose?
Yeah, sure. My name is Bretzel.
I'm Jeff. We're co-managers of Dust Collectors.
Yeah. I do most of the A&R stuff. I find artists and I help release their music.
I do more of like the business side and like some of the other like side projects that we're engaged in as well. So.
Yeah.
Cool.
They really did introduce themselves. Usually we just get the name. I liked it. We got the bio too.
Yeah.
Now we don't have
to. The whole resume.
There goes half our questions. How?
Just kidding.
How do you guys know each other?
So.
I can talk about this a little bit. So. So I go to Boston College and I have like a radio show at the radio station there where I played lo-fi hip hop, and I played one of Brett's songs once, and how did you figure out that I played your song?
Through Mirish, another producer we have hit me up and told me that he played one of his songs, and I checked the track listing. And you play one of my songs too.
Yeah. So, cool. Brett like slid in my DMs and was like, "Hey, thanks for playing my song. Like, I'm actually from Boston," and so we just kind of started talking. And he told me that he ran this label, which wasn't. It was more of a collective at the time.
Yeah.
Really, it was pretty small, but he seemed like energetic and young and cool. So I was like, why don't you come in for an interview? So I interviewed him on my show, and it went really well. And he told me that, he did most of like the artist relations stuff, and they were growing pretty quickly, but he didn't have like a ton of the business like knowledge and whatnot.
No clue. Yeah.
And that's like what I'm studying at Boston College. Yeah. And I was like, this is what I'm trying to do, and like, this is what I'm good at. So I just like started helping out, and then it sort of became a full role. So
yeah, that was like a year ago, I think, almost to the day.
Yeah,
it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
And now here we are together.
These things line up, we've noticed.
Yeah.
The dates just do it naturally. Do you still have the show on BC?
Well, I'm not doing it this semester. I'm the audio production director. So like when we bring in like bands and stuff, like I facilitate that whole thing. So I'm doing that right now, but I don't have my own show anymore.
Okay.
Because it's just like too much. But yeah, today we had in Strangers by Chance, shout out to them, local Somerville band on 90.3 WZBC. So yeah, that's mostly what I'm doing there right now.
Word. So, yeah, energetic is a good way to describe the way he DMs, too.
Yeah.
I like that word.
A lot of exclamation points and stuff
that's
like that.
That's how this happened. Like, probably maybe like a year ago. Mm-hmm. He's like, hey!
Yeah, yep.
Here's some music. And I was like, well, when can I come on? And I was like, let's get the music first.
Yeah.
And then it's cool to watch it play out. So
yeah.
I thought you were both in high school.
No, I'm a junior in high school right now.
So you're in high school.
Yeah.
Okay.
Cool.
Because I was like, how did they get all this knowledge already?
Because
you guys look like you're pretty well established in terms of, so I guess we'll start with this, Brett. Why start a label? Where did this come from?
One of my big inspirations is like Brian Eno. I don't know if you know who he is, but he's like a big like producer of like music, and he also
lots
like,
with Bowie and stuff.
Yeah, he makes music for other people, and I always kind of wanted to be like in the executive producing role where I kind of like help guide people.
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of where that came from. So I think that was like a good fit of like, I also make music too, so I like kind of know what artists like want and need. So it kind of came from that, I think. Yeah.
Cool. Why hip hop?
I started like I started using Reddit a lot, and they had a lot of like hip hop discords, and you get like feedback on there from SoundCloud, and my sound kind of evolved with that. So I started with that too, and like my dad used to play Kanye and like Notorious B.I.G. So I kind of grew up around hip hop too, here and there.
Cool.
So it kind of came together, I guess, at a good time for me.
Okay. Yeah.
Are you doing lo-fi beats a lot these days?
Yeah, I make ambient music a lot too for myself, but most of the like music we release as a label is like lo-fi hip hop. Yeah.
Okay, so you started out, what did you start out producing on?
On my iPad. I started producing, I think, 4 years ago, and it was actually hip-hop. It started off as, like, trap beats, and it kind of, like, took a turn for, like, ambient music.
Okay.
It's kind of like lo-fi hip-hop again now, though. So it changes a lot.
Yeah. So That's cool. So you knew about Brian Eno
yeah.
as a child, I
yes.
guess,
yeah.
which is rare probably to begin with. And
yeah.
then you just wanted to follow that. So you started Dust Collectors.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so how did you, all right, so you did that and then you guys met up.
Yep.
What's it been like since then? Where did it, so in the last year, what's changed since you guys got together?
Streaming, I would say, a big thing yeah. for us. So we released a compilation on, like, was it like July?
Yeah, July
yeah.
was our summer.
And we got playlisted a ton with that, and that kind of started bringing in some money and stuff, and then we kind of actually had some stuff to work with and figure out what to do, and that kind of opened up a whole bunch of doors for us, I would say.
Yeah, people kind yeah. of, like, started to recognize, like, who we were and started, yeah. like, actually wanting to work with us, which was really nice because, I mean, before, it was, like, I mean, like, how much work do you have to put together that
so many, like, it was insane. Like, months of work
so
to
many
contact
DMs.
Artists.
So many DMs.
Yeah. Yeah, like, people don't respond, then people respond later afterwards when they finally realize who you are and stuff like that, you know? So it's a whole process. Yeah.
And that's a huge comp.
Yeah, the last one I did was 44 songs. That was a monster.
Yeah, that's big.
Those yeah. are all different artists, too.
Yeah.
So it's, like, it's very tough to put that sort of thing together.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty large. Well, and to keep the quality, so they're submitting the tracks?
Most of the time, I reach out to them, so I know that kind of, like, they already have, like, that quality. But a lot of submissions we get are good, too, so some submissions, they end up on the compilations.
But, I mean, they're sending them to you. You're
yeah.
not present for the recording.
No,
so
no.
then you have to make sure that the quality all
yeah.
matches. That's a whole other game.
Yes.
Do you master it after the fact?
Lightfoot actually mastered our last compilation
Shout
for
out
us.
To Lightfoot.
Yes, that dude's been with us for, like,
homie.
A year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Since we were really small, he's been with us, which is awesome.
Yeah. He actually did a live set on the like the 90.3 as well, though, when I brought him in last year. He's a really cool guy.
Yeah, we love Lightfoot.
Yeah.
He was
like,
our first producer
Lightfoot.
To like to join at like the new age of Dust Collectors or whatever. He was
yeah,
the
yeah.
first guy to join. It's really cool.
Yeah, that was a stamp too, because that, you know, when I saw he was involved, I
yeah.
was like, okay, like, this is, you know, legitimate in some way.
Yeah.
Where did you guys get the name for Dust Collectors?
It's actually, so it's the like, so on Reddit you have like names for the people that are like subscribed to the subreddit, and the one
yeah.
for Lo-Fi Hip Hop is called Dust Collectors. So that's where the name comes from.
Oh. Reddit.
Yeah. Reddit. Shout out Reddit.
So you're a Reddit kid.
Not as much anymore, but I was from like, I would say like 12 to 15.
Yeah.
Definitely big Reddit, yeah.
So you said you're...
Do 50-50 on Reddit? Do you guys remember that?
No.
I think I do, yeah.
Crazy.
I think I might have
What's
just
that?
Missed that, though. I might have joined
it's
right
a,
after.
It's a picture game. You just, like, there's a 50-50 chance that you're either going to see something you might want to see or might not want to see.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a dangerous game for anyone. It's
Is it yeah. NSFW?
Whatever that stands for, probably.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, yeah. So, you said you started getting attention. For people that don't know, like, what really is Dust Collectors and why are you guys special?
I would say we're special because, like, we kind of have, like, an artist-first mentality because we both produce, so we kind of understand what it's like being in the trenches and stuff. Like, I mean, like, even, like, how we do splits, they're always favorable to the artist, probably, like, a wide margin. So I think it's, like, nice that we, like, give the artist the chance to release music and also help them out. And I say also, like, our diversity now because we're, like, we're starting to realize we can be diverse. Like, we released a R&B track with, like, MCT.
Mm-hmm.
Like yesterday, that's like our first R&B like indie track, so that was really cool. So we're starting to like find our own like groove and rhythm
yeah.
in all this.
I think
yeah.
like a pretty big key is just like been building up trust with
mm-hmm.
artists because like I feel like a lot of people, especially people when we were like other small labels, they think you can just like kind of like call yourself a label and then demand like a 50-50 split.
It's impossible.
Not, like,
you can't do that. It's
yeah,
like,
even if
it's ripping off artists, really. Yeah.
Even if you're not doing anything for them, like, you know, promo wise or like getting them on playlists or whatever it is. So like, I mean, it doesn't take like a business major to realize that's not practical. So
yeah.
like when we got in, we were like, okay, we're going to do like really conservative splits. So that, you know, the artist like actually wants to do this and, you know, what we're taking is commensurate with like what it is we're doing for them.
Right.
So like, you know, from the get go, a lot of artists who like hadn't worked with labels before who were like skeptical of it. I think we like won them over
mm-hmm.
a lot. So that's how we like really sort of originally got our foot, you know, in the door. So yeah, that's been a big key.
Yeah.
You didn't, you know, fake it till you make it. Like, hey, we're the
right.
label. Like, this is how it goes.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I mean, I think we called ourselves a collective up until, like 3 months ago. Like, we kind of always saw ourselves as a collective. and it kind of grew into a label, I would say.
Yeah. I mean, the way that it first started was like, you know, Kudasai and some other people literally on Reddit who were like, let's make a collective. And then that kind of happened. That was in like 2017, right?
Yeah.
So people that was
on
when.
Reddit? What do you mean?
Yeah, like somebody
on the Lo-Fi Hip Hop Reddit, they like made a collective that I was a part of, and then it kind of like grew from there. And I ended up like everyone started becoming an active, and then there was like three of us, and then Jeff came on, and Jeff and I ended up writing like
became a thing, and then it fell apart, and now it's like the phoenix.
Yeah,
here it is.
It's like risen up again.
Yeah. It's better. So
from the ashes.
Exactly.
Ash collected.
So you weren't even sure that you were gonna
dark undertones.
Rising from the dust.
Rising from the dust. Oh, I like
that. That's good.
Yeah, I like that a lot. Yeah.
Make that a drop in the beginning of the track.
Yeah, I'll record it. So you didn't even plan on being where you are right now.
No, I think like the interview that I was talking with him last year, I was like, oh, like 25,000 plays on SoundCloud, like that was our big achievement, and we've kind of like blown past that, which is crazy. Like I didn't expect to be where we are today at all, and we do have a lot of work to go.
Yeah,
lots and lots of work.
Yeah, but I think we're way bigger than I thought we would be in the past year.
That's dope.
So that being said, like, what is your goal? Like, what's your message? What are you trying to put out to the world with this?
I think we're starting, like artist development is our next big thing. Do you want to talk about a visualizer?
I feel like artist development probably goes more in like the indie category.
Yeah,
if you want to talk
about
that first.
Sure. I guess I mean more like impact-wise.
Impact.
Like what are you doing it for?
Honestly, it's like it's for the love of music and I enjoy interacting with people. So it kind of works out because like I'm always interacting with people on a label. So it keeps me going, you know what I mean? Like there's always something for me to do, which I really like.
Okay. I feel like our roles are like we're both good at very like different things.
Yeah.
And that like you know, our responsibilities at Dust Collectors sort of like fit into that really well. Like he loves talking to people.
Yeah.
Brett talks to people like all day long.
Yes.
He like just DMs random people. How many people do you think you talk to a day?
Maybe like 20 or 30.
Yeah. Like every day. That's a ton of people.
Yeah.
And like for me, I'm studying business, and so like that's just like from the business side, like it's really cool to see how something like this runs. And like I just want to see, you know, where we can go with this. Like it's really fun, like the work that I'm doing.
It's awesome.
Like I can see, you know, like what it is that I'm doing specifically for the label and for the artists that like work with us. Like the work that I do personally, I can like see the outcomes of that, which is like really huge for me. So it's like incredibly rewarding.
All right. So you get a lot out of it individually, but as a whole you also want to, you know, make some sort of splash.
Yeah,
I mean, like, this is the music that we love.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, any way that we can help, like, promote that and, like, you know, have more people listen to that, that's the goal.
Yeah.
All right. So it's very based off, it sounds like you'll kind of go where people, so it's based, from the Reddit thing, it's very community.
Yeah,
oriented.
Like
people have a lot of say on what you end up
doing.
Yeah,
like, when we add new members into the collective group, like, I always ask, because we have, like, a Twitter chat with everyone in it, so I always ask for their approval and stuff. So it's very based around the collective still, even though like we've like done like more things with different genres, but it's still based in like the lo-fi hip hop like collective.
Yeah. If we're like making any like serious decisions, we go to the like our group of artists and like present it to them. And I think we're really fortunate because like a lot of the people that are in it were like, they've been in it for a really long time.
A year, a year and
really
a half.
Supportive.
Yeah.
I had to like turn my Twitter notifications off because like our group chat, which has like 35 or 40 artists in it, is just like blowing up all the time. And so like it's really cool to see how like, especially because a lot of online groups like have a tendency to like become inactive after a while, like everyone's really like invested in this. So it's just like a really cool group dynamic.
Nice. So I want to talk a bit about what you've dropped before we get into this new record. What have you dropped so far? Is like 4-5 projects?
We've dropped like 4 compilations.
Okay.
But we do like a lot of singles and like albums. So like compilations are like the main thing. Like that's like what people like know us for, I would say right now.
Yeah.
Like the last one we dropped, which was Seasonal Sounds Fall, we had like Eloquent. I don't know if you're familiar with him.
Yeah.
We did
Nightworks a little while back, and it was dope.
21 plus couldn't go. A shame, but I really wanted to go to that one.
That's what happens a lot here, unfortunately.
Lightfoot, we had DeFraze on it, and that was really cool. Yep. So I think compilations are what people know us for. But like release-wise, we just launched a house label, an imprint, We're doing house music now, which I like a lot too. We got indie.
It's like lo-fi house.
Yeah, right? Like lo-fi house. Like it's a little more of like a 8-bit feel to it. A rap. We have a rap label now too, which is really cool. We're working with some local artists from that too. That's exciting. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. What are you working on?
We have some stuff from Luke Bars. I think we should be coming out with something in the summer, maybe with him. So that should be exciting.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. Yeah. And then you just dropped this Thoughts record yesterday. How'd that come together?
We met him at a show after talking to, I think, for like a few weeks online, both of us.
Yeah.
So that was really cool. And after the show, we were both really excited. Like, both parties were really excited to get something done. And
yeah, he played at Middle East.
Yeah.
And, like, we met him there. And he was a super cool guy. He's, like, really energetic and charismatic. He's got a future, seriously.
He does.
His music sounds great. And, like,
he's so charismatic. It's awesome.
Yeah, amazing stage presence. And it's like a nice blend of like R&B.
He was playing two of us, and it felt like a packed theater.
Yeah,
like a packed audience.
It was amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, we just kind of like connected with him, and like we knew he was someone that like we wanted to work with, and he was just like a super cool guy. So
that's what's up. So you guys, after you link up with someone like that, you like agree to work together, and then he delivers the song, and you take it from there. Or?
Yeah,
basically.
Yeah.
That's
cool. I mean, like we like sourced album artwork for it and whatnot. And, you know, we're talking to his manager about, I think his manager's making a music video for it. He's like very artistic.
Yeah.
So it was like a really, you know, a lot of hands in it to like create the final product and whatnot.
Okay. Yeah. But I was going to go into it, but now I have more questions.
Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah.
So you have, I'm going to skip right to it. So you have all these artists, you do these, like, so Thoughts, for example, this is a one-off.
I would like to do more with him in the future, but like this.
But currently,
It's a one-off. Yeah.
So it's a one-off, and you help distribute it.
Yes.
But he's not signed to Dust Collectors.
We don't sign artists. No.
But yeah.
You have four artists on your roster, though.
Are you on our website right now?
I was before. Linanthem, Smile,
okay, yeah.
Speechless, Oxella.
Yeah. So yeah, those are like profile bios, and then like right at the bottom of that little window, it says like for full roster, go on the SoundCloud page, and that's where there's like all like 30 or so. That's like that's where you can kind of tell it's still like something of a collective. Like we don't have these people signed to like any sort of deal.
Okay.
They no
just
deal, yeah.
Yeah, we work with them purely just because we have this relationship with them.
Yeah. It's all relationship based.
So
yeah, like I don't think we're ever going to like do contracts or that in the future. I don't think it's like it's not really ethical, I think, at this point.
Yeah.
What's not ethical?
Contracts that do like multi-year deals.
Yeah, like signing someone to a huge thing where
50-50.
You know, you give them like 10K for an advance and then tell them, you know, over the next 4 years you got to do like four projects. Like I don't know. Like I feel like
music's changing. It's like it's modernizing.
And we try to build it like way more on like just like trust and like speaking with our like the artists that are like working with us constantly. So
are you guys doing like a mix of promotion and production kind of for artists?
I mean, as far as production goes, like mastering would probably be the extent of that. I feel like Brett and I have sort of realized that our production chops are like not where, you know, these other people are.
Like the people that are working with us are way more better producers than we probably will ever be. Sadly,
yeah,
but
probably.
Yeah.
But love the music anyway. So.
Yeah.
Would.
Yeah.
A lot of promotion though, because like we're starting to get connections in the industry here and there. And that's really helping us, like, being able to, like, empower, like, artists to have their music reach a further platform. So that's been great. Especially, like, instrumental music has been really good for us on, like, Apple Music and stuff.
Yeah.
So we've been able to really help out artists out on there.
Yeah, you're definitely a powerhouse. Mm-hmm. I just was curious how it works because I saw the four bios.
Yeah.
And I was like, what's different between them and what the other guys
so the collective is more of like a community, while like the other artists we work with are kind of like in our like peripheral. So like we work with a lot of artists, but the artists in our collective kind of get like priority.
Okay.
Yeah. And they're like for compilations, they're the first people we go to and stuff like that.
Yeah,
because that's what we were like, we did compilations to begin with, so I don't kind of want to lose like the stuff that started us.
All right.
Yeah.
Do you guys stream lo-fi beats on YouTube?
No, that market's like extremely oversaturated. Yeah. Yeah. College Music, Chilled Cow, Chill Hop, Steezy, like they
like
all
six,
have
six
streams.
I had to ask. I just always used listen to that.
No, like I mean, if we'd gotten in earlier, like we could have done something
for
like
studying.
If I was 12 and I started a label, it probably could have happened. But right. I was not 12 when I started a label.
Yeah,
you guys are doing
that
a
would
lot.
Be ambitious.
Yeah, right.
All right, we're gonna play this My Compiled Thoughts record, Ooh. Game of Love. We'll be back after this. One more from the guys. You tune in to Live Free or Die Radio.
Yeah, yeah. 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 We both steady talking, but that don't mean nothing. Have me grabbing your hand, see I'm trying to dance. I get I'm broke, but I love new romance. See you got a new man, and with some lost of friends. Guess you never knew how I felt to the end. You're rushing past my face, you're pulsing through my veins. You're zapping, feel no pain. You're floating, I'm in space. Moon glowing, this your face. Now I'm floating in your face. Till I've opened up your door. Now I wonder what's in store. Tell me what you really think about it right now. Right now. This game of love I see. Cause death is on your bed, the memories are heartbreak. Wakes you up and makes you shake. Struggle just to stay awake. Your smile makes you feel so fake. You're wishing you could disappear. Fade it off another beer. Thinking why does life make you bad? When all you want is love in a simple way.
That was the new one from My Compiled Thoughts, Game of Love, out now. You can find that on the Dust Collectors SoundCloud page, as well as, you know, is that everywhere else?
Everywhere.
Yeah, Spotify, yeah.
Everywhere
Apple
else.
Music.
You guys are all over it. Before I ask any more of my questions, or A-Ball has any, we did put out there that we were looking for some questions from the audience, and we got one. As a label,
cool.
What do you guys do to help your artists succeed? Or considering that you're a new label, what will you be doing?
That's a good question.
Shout out to Joe Grizzly on that one.
Shout out Joe Grizzly.
Yeah. So I would say right now for instrumental hip hop, because that's like what we have the most experience in. We have connections to different playlists, and that's kind of what I would say helps out the artists the most right now on a streaming side. Development wise, we're getting there, but we're still only a year out. So we definitely have a work to do with the development wise, but we're getting there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like with. Something like instrumental hip hop, especially like the nature of like listening habits is kind of people, you know, find these playlists on Apple Music and Spotify, and then just like if they're, you know, if even the playlist names are branded for like studying, relaxing, that sort of thing. So
it's really hard to build a fan
base. Yeah, it's tough to build a fan base as an artist when you're making beats, because like building a brand especially is tough.
Yeah.
So like the best way that we can make an impact now is through like these connections that we have with curators who like add this music to playlists, because like that's the number one way people are going to listen to it.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's kind of what we're doing right now. And then like, I mean, we have like connections with like people who write and whatnot, like,
yeah,
Stereo Fox. It's a huge one.
Stereo Fox and Neon Pajamas.
Shout out Ivo Dimchev, who runs Stereo Fox. Dude's the man.
Awesome.
Yeah. I mean, the playlisting is clearly working, because you guys, I think it's fair to say you're relatively unknown at this point still.
Oh, yes.
Yet you clocked 11 million streams on Spotify.
Yeah, and that was just on our label page. That's on our compilations alone. So we have a bunch of other releases that are playlisted as well. So it's probably more than that. I don't know the exact number.
Give us a ballpark.
Well, we did 1 million streams last week in total.
1 million streams last week.
Yeah. Not bad.
Yeah.
And you've been doing this for 2 years?
A year.
You've only been doing it, well, together for together. 2 years, but like all together, streaming, Dust Collectors.
Streaming we've been on since July.
Yeah.
So
give it another year. The development will probably be there.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll finally see results next year.
Should be fun.
Yeah.
Well, like, those streams do count, but there's not a lot of artist development going on. That's the thing we have to, like, contend with and get going.
It's cool that you're interested in that even because it seems like that's something that is almost a thing of the past. Artists are basically developing themselves at this point, and you go to a label once you're developed.
Mm-hmm. Well, I think it's about, like, once again, like, building relationships, and if we can help with develop an artist, and that's a big thing we can do for an artist. So I think that's kind of one of the things that goes to, like, building relationships and helping artists out. Even if they're not signed to us, we can help if we can help, like, further their career. That's a big thing, so.
Yeah, and translating those streams into probably from, like you said, passive to active fans is probably, that's a big question.
That's a huge question, especially, again, because of, like, the nature of the way people listen. It's like, if you throw on Ariana Grande, everybody knows who that is, and everybody knows, like, of her, like, her brand image that's associated with that. If you throw on, you know, like, Knowledge, he used, you know, some 70s funk sample and, like, a soul sample. You don't know it's, like, Knowledge if you've never heard that specific track before. And so, like, because there's, like, that sort of disassociation there, it's a lot harder for artists to build up a brand.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where visuals come in, right?
Yeah, actually. So, like, one of the things that we're doing right now, this is, like, the project that I run, I don't know how long-winded I want to make this, but
we can make it like semi-brief.
Okay, I'll make it semi-brief.
You have 14 minutes.
Okay, yeah.
Try not to use all of them.
I won't. So we're doing this new project called Visualizer, where we pair like custom visuals that we like contract out, like that work, because like neither of us knows how to make. Either we don't have the time or skills to make professional visuals for people.
It takes days to make a like.
It takes a long time. So basically I find artists on like YouTube and Instagram who are into the like this kind of music, and we pay them to create visuals to go with our like new releases. And so like the like lo-fi aesthetic, if you will, has always been like sad anime. Like
it's like an anime like boy running in a street with like,
a loop of that or whatever. And so like we're kind of trying to create like a fresh kind of like new visual take on this, you know, and get away from like that like old like sad sort like, you know, like we want to be happy once in a while, you know what I mean? That's the big thing. And then like what we can do with that, like we put that on our page, but then artists, they can do whatever they want with that. So if they're playing a live show, they can use those, like, you know, it's for them basically.
Right.
They can put that on all their pages.
It's 5 visuals too per release. So it's a 7-track album or EP, and the artists make five unique visuals for five of the 7 songs.
So you're going to be putting out more 7 song projects in the future?
Yes.
Yeah, we do two of those a month.
Yeah.
Okay. Is this the For You only?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay. So that's just kind of like the tagline.
You guys are doing a lot. Like as someone who does a lot, you guys are doing a lot.
Thank you.
You're welcome. I mean, I'm just saying like it's a, I mean, then you have Fishbowl.
Yeah.
So why have you split them all into different pieces though?
I feel like when Brett and I started like doing this, it was pretty clear early on that, you know, in order to like make it grow, we just kind of had to create work for ourselves. And, you know, like obviously no one's going to, you know, tell us what to do. And so it's just kind of like, if one of us thinks something's a good idea, then we'll do it.
Mm-hmm.
And so, I mean, he's been on the artist side talking to people and observing the landscape for long enough. If he says, I think this is a good idea, then I trust him to go do that. Like I have a good feeling about this visualizer project, and like I know that that's something that I can take on, and he, you know, trusts me to do that for myself. So like the imprints are like more of his thing, and then like the visualizer thing is mine.
So it exists separately, but also within Dust Collectors.
Yeah. So I think like the name Dust Collectors is pretty limiting. So I think it's because it's like it reminds you of like records, essentially, like vinyl records. And you think of like hip hop and stuff like that. So I think that the other names kind of add diversity to our, like our portfolio. It's like the Fishbowl, it's a lot of the producers on DC with raps from other people.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, it's all like pretty intimately tied to Dust Collectors for right now. But like, if we want to start expanding, you know, I feel like Dust Collectors doesn't really tell the whole story.
Yeah.
Got you. Where can people follow all these various things?
At underscore Dust Collectors on every platform.
We wish it were just Dust Collectors, but some dude on Instagram who has that username said he wanted $2,000 for it.
No way.
We don't have that much money to spend on this, bro.
Underscore.
It's underscore Dust Collectors currently.
Cool.
But if you just type in Dust Collectors, you can find it. We've got a nice visually appealing logo. It's a DC that looks like a vinyl record player.
Shout out Ghostly Pixels for the logo.
Yeah, shout out Ghostly. That was a sweet logo.
A lot of iterations for that design.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So and then the others are at...
So the only one that has its own right now is Fishbowl Records, but a lot of them are like centrally based on DC.
I was on the Visualizer page earlier.
Yes. Oh yeah. It's underscore Visualizer. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's an inactive account with the Visualizer username right now,
we're
on. That's on Instagram, YouTube, and Tumblr.
Yep.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Jesus, I have so many questions. You're still in high school.
Yes.
I was going to ask you where you're getting this knowledge from, but it's clearly coming from you and your teachers. You're both students. Do you have teachers or mentors you want to shout out? Favorite teacher?
I like shout out Mr. Goldberg.
All right,
and Mr. Riley.
Mr. Goldberg.
Yeah.
Who's Mr. Goldberg?
He is my history teacher, and he also he plays music from time to time of mine in class, which I like a lot, so thank you.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's important to give it up for the teachers.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Let me think. My financial accounting professor, Diane Feldman. Shout out Diane Feldman.
All right.
She's been helping me with the back end QuickBooks processes, getting the accounting journal entries right so that we can accurately portray our income people at the
IRS.
Very
important. Yes.
Yeah, incredibly important.
Shout out to QuickBooks Online.
Yeah.
Hitting me every month.
Nice.
Anyway. So, anything you guys wanted to talk about that you didn't get to yet?
I'm not sure. I think we covered most of the bases here.
Yeah. I think so too. Just excited to see where it goes.
Yeah.
I'm kind of curious. You guys said you were hitting people up for months and months, and I'm wondering, like, was there like a point where you guys felt like you were just sort of stewing pots and nothing really coming out of it?
Well, eventually someone's going to respond to you. It's just a matter of time.
Right.
No, that's
just so key.
I mean, not even one person. I mean, like, in general, if you reach out to enough people, someone's going to respond to you.
Nice.
So,
yeah.
And, like, if you go back again in a few months, who knows? They might respond again. I've had a few instances like that.
Yeah, and you kind of, like, you learn how to like, kind of win people over in a way. You know what I mean? Like, because a lot of people are like, who is this weird? Like, you just slid in my DMs. Who are you?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But... you know, you kind of figure out ways to, like, get people on your side.
Yeah.
It's, like, even just, you know, that reaching out to people alone has been really a learning experience and, you know, helped out a lot with what
we're doing. That was, like, the first 3 months of my job was just reaching out to producers.
Yeah.
Persistence is key.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Have you read The Big Payback?
No.
No.
Who's it by?
Dan Charnas. Charnas. It's basically the history of the hip-hop industry, and basically one of the things, it's a big book. It's the business end of it. It's not the so much the music. But one of the things that stood out to me is basically the guys who were persistent and annoying that made it at the end. Like, they describe Young Diddy, and they're like you just had to say yes to him eventually because he was going to be knocking on your door every single day. So finally, like, all right, dude, here's something to do. Here's a job, you know? And I'd recommend it. It's a good book, but that's one thing that stood out is basically everyone who was like, nope, no, we're not hearing no.
Yeah, persistence is key in this industry when there's so many different players.
Yeah, and you can't let your ego... See, I don't like to chase people or things, or annoying. I'm like, if I'm being annoying, I'm gonna fall back. But like, you almost have to be able to push that aside.
Yeah.
It sounds like you're just, you have no problem.
Not so much anymore because we're starting a reputation. But when I was a sophomore, that was my whole thing. Yeah. Yep.
That's kind of, I think when I met Brett, that's kind of why I was like, okay, this is what I want to like hitch my wagon to, kind of, because like he's really tenacious, like he's got it. And even if I don't want to be the guy who's like always going out there like trying to like scrape something together, he's gonna do it.
Yep.
So if I can help him out, that's what I'm gonna do.
Yeah, you need that guy, and you need to play your roles. So that's awesome.
Exactly. Yeah.
Alex, you want to ask him the most important question before we get out of here?
That would be an honor. The most important question of the night: what does Live Free or Die mean to you? You can answer individually or do a joint one. Either one.
is this always asked on every show?
It is.
Okay. Yeah. Let me think about this. If you've got something happening.
I would say like in relation to like Massachusetts, it's like the Massachusetts community as a whole and like hip hop. So that's kind of my answer as like a broader, like all the community coming together. Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. I kind of feel that. Live Free or Die.
Isn't New Hampshire's
their like slogan, right? Or their town, their state slogan, but I think in relation to the show, that's what it
okay.
means.
Okay. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
We are in Boston.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, and like a huge thing, obviously, because of like where we're coming from, being able to express yourself freely. You know what I mean? Like. Like we are doing this, we're like making waves because of art and people's like expression. I was just like reading something the other day about how, like in Australia, so like Tame Impala is from Australia, you know, and like they just headlined Coachella.
Yeah.
Like one of the huge reasons that there are a ton of like amazing acts coming out of Australia is that in the past, like, I think it was like 20 or 25 years ago, the Australian government like apportioned like some of their public education funding to go into arts programs specifically for that. And that is like correlated directly with like artistic people from all like different fields within art, like to like proliferate and like move up to like the top of their scene like around the world. And so like I think that's huge, just like, you know, being able to have like avenues of your own to like express yourself artistically. So
big fan of investing in the arts.
Absolutely. Yes, sure. Absolutely.
So we don't have time to talk about it, but I will say your Discord is sweet. They have a beat battle Discord.
Ooh. Yes,
I joined it today, so you'll see LFOD life in there.
Oh, sweet.
Nice.
They just post,
check that out.
They post a sample and then people post the beats they make with it, and then you can
vote on it. Yeah.
Oh,
and it seems active and it's cool. We're gonna be talking about Discord off the air because we need to get ours humming, and yours is definitely humming. So.
Yeah, we had a huge one.
It kind of fell apart though. Yeah,
they got like too big. And why did Discord get huge again? Like originally for producers?
I think it was because YouTubers had it linked to their pages and people joined YouTube ones. That's what I think. I'm not completely sure.
Word.
Yeah, but like producers just started popping off, and beat battle servers started popping off.
This time last year, there was like probably like. Like 50 very active lo-fi hip-hop Discord servers. Yeah.
Well, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. We got to get out of here. I'd love to talk about it more, but I think that's cool because I had no idea that was happening on
there. That's very interesting.
Ours is actually tied to our Patreon, so we got to get a few more people on there, and then it's gonna get it rocking. So, again, if you didn't hear us talking about Patreon earlier, definitely would appreciate you checking that out. It's patreon.com/LFODLife. That's what makes this thing happen. Shout out to everyone on there supporting, you know, community music, really, which is what it's all about, being on the scene, in the mix. Shout out to Amanda. I hope her interview went well tonight with the Urban Collective. What up, Victoria? I hope you're home, you know, enjoying your evening as well. T is out there. And Thomas, thank you again for editing this. We're back next week. Oh, and thank you, Alex, for coming in.
Thank you, Sam.
I almost forgot you were there.
Of all people.
I'm joking. Of what? Oh, yeah.
You of all people.
Oh, you're welcome. Thank you. You're welcome. And thank you guys for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
This was good. Yeah. And we'll be back next week with Ja D and D Ruff. We had Jadi on a little while back. She's coming back with D-Ruff. They do the If You Can Feel It, You Can Speak It open mic once a month. Artists, submissions at LFODradio.com. Send us some clean records. This will be up tomorrow afternoon, earlier if you subscribe. That's on iTunes, Spotify, iHeartRadio, LFODradio.com, all that good stuff. No extra bars from these boys, but you guys can check that out. Hashtag extra bars. We got a lot of freestyles. And the DJ Real P mix is up now. It's in our IGTV, and it's also, we actually had to start a Mixcloud. So mixcloud.com/LFODradio. His is the first one to get pulled off YouTube. He played the wrong record. All the other ones are up on YouTube. That's LFOD, hashtag LFODmix. We're getting out of here with some more from Dust Collector.